Miss Mister mit Criminals in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Ihr Lieben, herzlich willkommen, falls ihr dazu gestoßen sein solltet. Wir freuen uns, denn es fängt hier bald an, das Berlin Atonal Festival. Das ist ja damals in den 80ern das Subkulturfestival in der Berliner Kunst- und Post-Punk-Szene gewesen. Damals aus der Taufe gehoben von Dimitri Hegemann, dem Tresorgründer. Der hat ja schon immer so Pionierideen gehabt. Und nach 23-jähriger Pause ist eben im vorletzten Jahr dieses Festival wieder aufgelebt worden im stillgelegten Heizkraftwerk Mitte. Und das wird nun wieder über die Bühne gehen, und zwar vom 19. bis 23. August. Und da werden ganz verschiedene, ganz tolle Künstler aus den unterschiedlichsten Genres auftreten, gemeinsame Sache machen und eben ja verschiedene Dinge zusammen machen, die man woanders niemals so hören würde. Unter anderem ist auch Barry Burns von Mogwai mit dabei, und der steht jetzt bei mir im Studio. Ich sage herzlich willkommen, Herr
hallo.
Burns.
Hallo,
hallo. Hallo, hallo. Schön, dass du da bist. I try not to speak German, but you live for 5 years here in Berlin, so.
Well, you know.
But you're traveling a lot with your
yes,
band.
Yes, always, yeah.
That's your excuse, of course.
It's my
and that's
terrible
okay.
excuse, but that's my excuse.
How much are you traveling?
Oh, you know, I go back to Glasgow quite a lot for recording soundtracks for TV shows and things like that too. So, and then all the touring that happens with Mogwai. So, yeah, it's quite a lot.
So how are the Mogwai guys doing? You played
okay,
some shows
yeah.
this year,
Yeah,
huh?
We've played a few, and we've got a couple more left of the year, and then I think we're going to just write some songs next year for next year, mm-hmm. but yeah, we're nearly finished.
And then someone called Kang Ding Ray called you mm-hmm. and said, well, I have a great idea. Are mm-hmm. you in? Tell us about this idea. What did he say to you?
Well, we met through a mutual friend of ours, another French guy, and he came, we just met up, and he told me that he'd been asked to do, you know, some sort of commission thing for Atonal, and he wanted to work with me, and I didn't know why, but I'm quite pleased about it. And we've just been working really closely since maybe January this year, mm-hmm. so just lots of work with it.
And oh, because of that?
Yeah, we wow. met. It was around about Christmas last year we talked about it,
yeah.
and then yeah, we've just been working, so it's in 2 days' time it's going to be happening, so yeah. I'm quite nervous about it.
Explain to the audience what different styles of music you are making, you and him, you mm. as a musician in the band, and yeah. he is more or less a solo artist.
Yeah,
and what is so
like
funny
a,
about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, he's sort of like a electronic music producer, and he actually does visual art stuff as well. But he's very hardworking, and he just works really hard. He's just great to work with. I'm really enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
He's sort of, you know, you learn a lot from someone like that as well. So, and I think he enjoys playing with someone who's in a band too. So it's quite good.
Of course, and he liked Mogwai as well from
yeah,
back
yeah.
then. And
thankfully,
what did he say? Why did he want to work with you?
I think that he didn't want to work with another electronic musician. He wanted to do something where someone would have guitar stuff in it and just a different background. And it seems to work. I mean, we get on quite well. We're good friends now.
Mm. Und darum geht's ja auch beim Atonal, dass man Genregrenzen sprengt und einfach ausprobiert und Sachen macht, die sonst vielleicht gar nicht zustande kommen würden. Das ist in den nächsten Tagen eben dort möglich. Speziell jetzt sprechen wir vom Donnerstag, den 20. Da werdet ihr beiden auf der Bühne stehen. Da gehen wir gleich into details, because it's a premiere. We're going to listen to it on Thursday yeah. live for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you rehearsed couple of times, we but
had,
not
oh,
so often.
No, we did 4 days last week, and we've got one tomorrow, and then a very long sound check, so it should be fine.
After your sessions, what do you say? Oh my God, Thursday's coming. What are we doing here?
I know, it's quite scary, but I think it's good to be nervous about something, because then you can really concentrate on it.
Absolutely. Mm. Wir hören uns rein in Mogwais Teenage Exorcist und sind gleich wieder zurück hier bei Flux FM. Setzen euch gerne auch für diesen Donnerstag, für dieses spezielle Konzert, das den Namen Sums trägt, auf die Gästeliste. Teenage Exorcist Mogwai bei Flux FM, und zu dieser tollen Band gehört Barry Burns, und er ist bei uns im Studio. Er wird am Donnerstag beim Berlin Atonal Festival auftreten zusammen mit Kang Ding Ray. Die beiden werden ja gemeinsame Sache machen, kommen aus verschiedenen Genres, und wenn ihr zusammen rehearsed, when you rehearse before your first premiere gig where you will play live, are these then studied songs, so to say, performed songs that you exactly know what to do mm. on Thursday, or will everything be very spontaneous improvisation?
No, there won't be much room for improvisation. It's just it doesn't really fit with what we wanted to do with it. Even though the guys who play with us, there's a guy who's a jazz double bass player,
okay.
and I think he probably wants to, but we were like, no, you have to play what we tell you.
And it's in the Kraftwerk. Do you think you can use the location for your music?
Yeah, I think we've always had that in mind, that we wanted to use the space because it has a long echo or like a reverb. So there's lots of, you know, not silent passages, but there's lots of space in the music also.
What kind of music should you like when people say, should I go there? Should I stay at home? Why should I go there? What will happen with me when I listen to Sums?
You will just...
It's a great question. You'll
just, yeah, difficult one to answer.
Yeah, please do it now.
I don't know. I think you'll just have to come and see. If you enjoy it, fair enough. And if not... You know, you've wasted your money.
No. Und außerdem könnt ihr euch ja gleich noch hier bei uns auf die Gästeliste setzen lassen. Yes, but when Dimitri was here, Dimitri Hegemann, who founded this festival so many years ago, he's still in love with it and with everything.
They're great people.
Yeah, totally. Did you know about Atonal before he asked you, Kangding, right?
I went to last year's performance of a Steve Reich piece and I think... It was only three years now it's been going in that place.
2013 they started
again.
I
went last year and it was really good. Really enjoyed it.
Und du hast ja auch eine Bar hier in Berlin. Wir können ein bisschen Werbung noch für dich machen hier ganz zu nehmen. Ganz unauffällig.
Werbung, yeah, I know what that means.
Yeah, because this is facts about the artist and we want to know everything about you.
You want to know about the pub?
So where can we see you and order, what goes over the Tresen here most?
Well, yeah, lots of Scottish ales. From the pub, Das Gift.
Das Gift. Welche Straße? Which street?
Dönerstraße.
Dönerstraße?
Dönerstraße, yeah.
Okay, dann könnt ihr euch ja mal den Barry angucken, wenn er hinterm Tresen steht. Are you behind the
only, I shouldn't be. Only to pour myself a drink.
Of course, of course. So lots of fun on Thursday.
Yeah.
With your concert.
I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
After that, you're going to have a drink, but not before.
No, probably not.
Yeah, Barry, pay attention. And wenn ihr sagt, da will ich dabei sein, dann schreiben wir euch jetzt fürs Berlin Atonal für den Donnerstag, für diesen Gig am 20.08. auf die Gästeliste. Jetzt anrufen 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Ich wünsche euch schnelle Händchen und ganz viel Glück und natürlich viel Vergnügen dann dabei beim Atonal. Und wir sind gespannt auf Sums dann ab Donnerstag. Can we hear this music you created there afterwards? Is someone recording it or streaming it? Or?
Yeah, we're going to record it and see if it, I mean, we haven't really played it to anyone yet, but we want to record it and see if it's good enough. We could even release it, perhaps.
Which instruments will you be playing then?
Keep the synthesizers and guitar and this really weird thing that we bought, which I can't even explain. It's just really strange.
That sounds like Atonal. Sehr gut. Und wir hören jetzt seinen Kumpel, der mit ihm diese Musik macht, Kangding Ray mit Plateau. Merci beaucoup, Barry Burns.
Thank you very much.